Parshas Vayeshev. This year it also is Shabbos Chanukah. So there are a number of questions, or a number of ideas I'd like to deal with. Of course, we want to connect. Why does Shabbos Chanukah, why does Chanukah connect to the idea of Mechiras Yosef? That's number one. And two, I'd like to concentrate also on Yehuda and Tamar, which quite often is not a discussion. But exactly, is there a lesson, was an idea from Yehuda and Tamar really that can encapsulate the entire concept of Chanukah and this parsha? When we last left the last week's parsha, we're dealing at the end. There was a chait of Reuven moving the bed of for Yaakov to be with his mother, actually with Bila. And there we explained that there was a split. There was Bnei Yisrael versus Bnei Yaakov. The beginning, the fact that there was a lack of respect at this point, taking away the respect from Yaakov Avinu, is what led to the affairs that are dealing with this week. And this week we're dealing, of course, with the animosity between Yosef and his brothers. Yosef from Soloveitchik explains them to two dreams, and the Kesonas Pasim is speaking of a dream of an individual, an ability to be also in one world of the economic greatness that he was going to create also in Egypt, and the other dream was the fact that he would be the Melech. Not Melech physically, simply, but also spiritually, of a certain Ashkafa. And the Ksonas Pasim, the different colors, was, according to Yosef, for understanding that you can have both of these ideas. Nevertheless, the way he goes about it creates a certain animosity within the brothers. The Magen of Mezhnitz says that the brothers thought that Yosef was really very similar to Esav. It was just like in every generation, there was one individual, one brother, that was not part of the Yud Beis Shvatim, was not going to be part of the, you know, Abraham had two children, one was accepted, one was not, and same thing with Yitzchak. Here too, they felt perhaps it was Yosef. Exactly why, so for another discussion, but this was this animosity, this hatred of each other. It's very difficult to understand. But part of the issue is also how Yosef goes about it. There was also a lack of communication from Yaakov. Yaakov doesn't tell Yosef when he brings the Bosom Ra. He brings, I saw that they were eating Abram and Achai, or they're having Gilead Arayos. And of course, there were different Pshatim, and what were they doing? Were they really having Abram and Achai? But perhaps they were using the Sefer HaYitzira. From there, they were creating these animals, and it wasn't an issue, and Abram and Achai could have been permitted. They go back and forth, and in the end, of course, we know the story. There is an amazing medrash which is brought in Bereishis Rabbah. Vayihi bo Esahi. It's quoting from Yirmiyahu. Rabbi Shmuel ben Nachman pasach ki anochi yodati es machshavos shvatim. I understand, I know the machshavos of man, because I know the machshavos of Yishvatim. Hoyu asukim b'mechiraso she Yosef. Yosef hoya asuk b'sako v'taniso. Yosef, after he sold, is beyond himself. Imagine, it's hard to imagine a 17-year-old. A 17-year-old boy who's so close to his father. You imagine this as he's separate from his brother, he's learning Torah, Yomam V'Loila. He's given over the dreams and the passion and the abilities of what could possibly be in the future. And then all of a sudden, one day, he's separate. He knew that there was animosity between him and his brothers. It wasn't a shock. But to do something like this, you can imagine the pain and anguish of Yosef being so far away from his family, of living in Mitzrayim, being thrown into prison. The stories that, when you revisit it, you have to feel the pain of Yosef. Yosef hayu asuk b'sako b'taniso. Medrash says in Machshava, the Kadosh Baruch Hu, when he sees that he was osik b'sako b'taniso in fasting. Reuven hoya osik basaka v'tani, so Reuven too. Because Reuven was the bachar, he was the oldest, he's in control of the family. How is it possible that Reuven allowed this to happen? Why wasn't he able to stand up to them? It's true, by Yerid Yehuda, they say over here that the brothers turned to Yehuda also. You're the king, and you didn't do anything about it. They were blaming each other afterwards, and they realized, what did we do? Look at the tsar that we gave to our father. How did we accomplish something like this? Reuven hayo asik besakov etaniso. V'Yakov hayo asik besakov etaniso. Yaakov too, obviously. Perhaps Yaakov thought to himself, he blamed himself, I don't know. Giving the ksonis a pasim. Yaakov doesn't understand what's going on. How could it be that Yosef, my son, was taken away from me at such a young age with such promise? The Yehuda haya osuk the kachlu isha. And what was Yehuda doing? He went out to find a woman to get married. The Kadosh Baruch Hu haya osuk uboro oro shemelech haMashiach. And the Kadosh Baruch Hu at that moment, he was osek in what? In creating the light for Melech HaMashiach. Vayihi ba'esahi vayered Yehuda. It's a Peletic Medrash. At first glance, you look at Yehuda and you kind of, you ask, I mean, how self-centered a person can you be? The family is totally destroyed at this point. You can imagine what it meant to live now with this family dynamics. Every time they would meet each other. To their mind, Yosef was dead. The beginning of Parshas Vayigash, it happens to be brought down in Ksuvos, we'll see that in Parshas Vayigash, to their idea, they understand Yosef, there's nothing to do about it. All is lost. There's nothing that we could accomplish at this point. And therefore, they're all osek betzako v'taniso, except one individual, Yehuda. Yehuda seems to be osek and looking for a wife. Yosef, from Yosef, we see the difficulties, what it means, the bosom raw, how difficult it would be, the machlokas of sinas inam. Rabbi Yonas and Eibshitz writes, when we're dealing with Vayira Achav, ki also hava vihem mikol Achav, we see that his father, the brothers saw that their fathers loved Yosef from all the others. The Kosav, so the Rabbi Yonason Eibshitz writes in the Sefer Tiferesh Yonason, ki nira shepasek zeh munach yisol gadol benogei yeliyachlim ben adon lechavero v'zeh lishono. Ha'inyan hu tesev lo sisnasi achich b'lovecha, don't hate your brother in your heart. Ho'cheya tochi yisam yisecha. Get it out. Tell him. V'hayna k'shiyesha adam b'limo t'lunos t'rumos ha'chavera, when you have all these tainas, nisraba ha'sinma midai yom b'yomo. You know how it is. You're angry at a friend. You're angry at someone. You have an entire conversation going back and forth. What he's going to say, what you're going to say. Before you know it, he comes into the room. And he comes in to apologize and you hit him. You're so upset with him. He says, realize, listen what you did. Don't you understand what you did hurt me this way? Then you can have a conversation. Interesting, I just saw in one of the Sfarim of the Yesh Kodesh, he wrote a sefer, how to teach. He gave her a pedagogic ideas of how to go from generation to generation. And one idea he brings down when you're angry at someone. He writes, you know what? Write out a letter. And say it over and over and over. And read out that letter out loud. Keep on saying it. And then when you get it off your chest, throw it out. As we always tell a person, when it comes to an email, write it all out. Don't put the address in there, but write it all out. And then hit delete. Because they did not speak to each other. There was no conversation between the brothers and the fathers and everything. The family falls apart. Here now we see we enter into this dark of darkness of the family dynamics. all seems to be lost. Yosef HaTzadik, appointed to be the Melech. Go back until the time, not when we know the end result, we know what's going to be, we know that this is the best idea, that in the end, Yosef is going to be able to save the entire world, but at this moment in time, they don't know what the future is. All they could see is all is lost. We killed our brother. Vayom Yehuda. Vayom Yehuda la'onan bo'alei shesef e'ochicha. So Yehuda, you know what Tamar is, married to one brother, and brother dies, and the second brother dies. Vayom Yehuda la'onan bo'alei shesef e'ochicha. I'm sorry, the second one. V'yabeim osa v'hakem zera la'achicha. The concept of Yibum. Yes, it changed the halacha, but this always was the concept. Many of the mafarshim says it's not something which was mechadesh in the Torah. Afterwards, it's something which there was a minaga olam at that point. And what was the idea? What does it mean? Vayabei mosava hakem zera l'achicha. The Ramban writes, Vayabei mosava hakem zera l'achicha haven yikra Hashem hames. That the ben, Rashi is saying this, that the ben should have the name of the mace. Loshen Rashi. V'yein ze emes is not true. Ki b'mitzvus ha-Torah nemar gam kein yokom Hashem achav ha-meis lo yimcha shemo yisrael v'ein ha-yavam mitzuva l'krol levno k'shem achav ha-meis. But we know in the end there is no such halacha. It's very nice. You don't have to call him after your brother's name. V'yomra b'voaz v'gam rus ha-movia eishas machlon k'nisi li l'isha. We're going to see later on when it comes to rus and boaz and her husband, first Mechalon, the child is not named Achlan. Well, Kim Shem Hames Anachlaso, Velo Yikarish Shem Hames Me Emechav. V'od, Vayeda Onan Kilo Yezera. Umahra O Ashatovo Alov. And what did he say? I know for me there won't be the Zera and the evil Ashatovo Alov, Adki Hishchis Zaromi Ponel. V'mikroshem B'no Kishem Echav Hames, V'ro B'nei Adam Atim Latsos came. Havla Indian Sod Gadol. So Ramban says this is the idea, this is the Sod. Betoldos Ha'odom. V'nikahu le'enei ro'im ma'shen nasan lahem Hashem e'nayim l'roz. People can see this. God gives us the ability to see. Was nayim l'shmoa. Our ears to listen. V'hayu ha'chachamim ha'kadmonim kodim ha'tara yodim. There's a great reason, there's a great idea behind a Yibum. The closer, the brothers first, but in those times before left the mentor, whoever is a relative, further away. A family dynamic. Vehayu nehogim liso eishes hameis. Ha'ach. O ha'av, even the father. O ha'karov min ha'mishpacha. Or some relative. V'lo yodanu im hayo ha'minaka kamel lefnei yida. U'bereishis rabbi they say ki Yehuda hischil b'mitzvas yibam tchila. He was the first. He was the first to be osek in this mitzvah. Ki kasher kibel hasod me avosov nizdares lehas ilak nimoso. Kasher basa hatam, when the Torah says v'otra eishas kitzas akrovim, later on in Achinami, when it became usher for certain relatives to marry, rata kadosh baruch lahata isa eishas ha'och b'mnei hagivim. Then the Ramban explains, we still wanted the Kadosh Baruch Hu matired marrying the sister-in-law. V'lo rotsa sheyicha mipanav isa eishas achiha av v'haben v'zulasam ki ba'ach hurgal hadavim ta'elz k'rova v'lo behem. There's a piece of the neshama, let me put it differently. The Grover's writes, we name after a person because we say like as if an idea of that neshama enters into this new neshama of the name. And relatives, the family, were trying to continue the idea of the neshama of the person who passed. Hine nechshav lach zarius gedola, But when a brother doesn't have an interest in continuing the past, Kashelo Yachwas a Yibam, when he doesn't want to perform Yibam, Vakaram also base chalutz anal. Ki atachalatz mehem. This foot, you remove the shoe. It's as if you're stepping on the past totally. V'roi hu shetasa ha-mitzvah zos b'chalitza sana. Chachmei Yisrael kadmonim medat ma'inyan nechbar hazeh hin higul lefnim b'Yisrael atzos ha-maitz hazeh b'chol yorshe hanachlo. This was our minhag. B'osem shlo yeh behem isa v'ashar v'koro asa gula. What was the idea of the Yibam? The Yibam, if you think about it, all is lost. Person, Rahman al-Islam, passes away. And he has no children. He has no children. There's no one to take up at the menhagim of the father. No one to tell the stories of who Tata was. There is no one alive at this point of a child, the next generation. Who really tells the story of our existence in this world? It's our children, our grandchildren. Who takes on of our customs? It's going to be our children. Imagine a father never has a child. The pain of the family when they see this. So the idea of the Yibam is to somehow, in a small way, to begin anew. To not forget the past, but to take that idea and implant it, the neshama. In a sense, to take the neshama of the father who passed away, and through the brother, through a relative, through a father, in this case Yehuda, to take that neshama and implant it in Tamar, to create anew, to create the future. There's an amazing explanation, which a Kotzko Rebbe says this, and also founded by the Rebbe with Simcha Bonham. And he asked very simply, as we asked in the beginning, how was it that Yehuda acted in such a manner of looking for a wife? Amar Rebbe Bonham Bekatsho, Ki bol chazal lahoros lono bezeh ini niflah ad mahod. Chazal is teaching us, the Torah is teaching us something magnificent. Sha'af shekol ha-shvotim v'yakov ha-yoskun b'tzom v'tzakel Hashem. Yes, they were distraught. So what were they doing? They were screaming, they were davening, they were being mispalel, yomam v'loyla. They're being osik and sak, they're just so upset of what occurred. Bishvil mechiras Yosef, v'gam Yosef ha-mechirasa v'yakov v'sabel v'beno. The brothers, they are Mesabel. They're distraught. And the father who doesn't know the story, Yaakov, is crying because he lost his son. Yehuda, he's involved in getting married. Nimtza shela'enei bosa haya unyanim yosel Hashem ki hu haya asuk b'nesiya se'isha. Afap he came, Amru Chazal. Ein shum adam yodei machshavos hatzmunus b'levish. We don't know what is inside the heart of a man. Imagine if they ask you, what are you doing? What are you doing? How could you do this? Ra'ah HaKadosh Baruch Hu yosem ma'asei Yehuda u'mimeno ha'yibara o'er shel Mashiach. The Kadosh Baruch Hu saw what Yehuda was doing at that moment. He was creating the Orosh HaMashiach. Ki kavanas Yehuda hayo she'odav l'schazek u'lehaschil mechadosh mekan u'le'ola. Because Yehuda understood. Yes, it's the darkest of moments at this point. All seems to be lost. But what do you do at this moment? We're not miyayish. We start. Remember Rabbi Kellermer was saying at Tisha B'Av. I forget the entire story, but it was in the ghetto. and everything is falling apart, and the Germans are there in the middle of the battle, and an Italian banner goes up and says, the Jews are Yidden, we should not be Miyayish. Don't give up. The greatness of Yehuda was at this moment he said, I'm going to begin anew, I'm not stopping. We killed the life, we're going to create a new life. That's why the Orosh HaMashiach is being created at this moment. May Asher Lis Ya'ish V'Lishkol Ba'Avel. Don't give up and just stand in a velus of the past forever. B'Saku V'Tanis HaLa'Avar. Uvekavana zu haya osafik, and that's why he was looking for a woman. The Yalkain Dafka Mimena haya Kadosh Baruch Hu Osir Bara Orosh HaMelech HaMashiach. And I think if you look at the Psukim and you go through Tamar, he gives up also in the middle, Yehuda. He gives up. Doesn't want to give the third child. What does she do? She knows that through her, we're not going to allow to give up. Yes, she fools him. They have the relation because of the of, the father and her, from me, there still will be a future. She pushes him. We see this by Rus. The same idea that Rus doesn't give up. Through Boaz. Through this idea of Yibam Boaz of Sakharov comes David HaMelech, Shlomo HaMelech. Nimsiki Horolon Chazal Bze Inni Nifla. She Yehuda Zocha, she Valei Mimena Melech HaMashiach. Rak Mibnein. Shaloh Hisyayish, this Asik Minasuin. Because he didn't give up. The end of the Gemara Sota is a discussion. At the time in the days at the end before Mashiach, we'll see there's a Ratzon. We'll see that the Chutzpah and all the different ideas. And the last thing it says over there, at that point, Ve'ein Lonu Lishora Ela Avinu B'Shamayim, comes Reb Chaim Evolozhin. Reb Chaim Evolozhin says exactly this idea. Reb Chaim Evolozhin says the Pshat in the Gemara means that we come to the darkest of places, we think all is naught. There's nothing left, there's nothing for us to do. All we can do is trust in the Kaddish Baruch Hu, the Eibishter will help him. Reb Chaim Volozhin says, that's the worst idea in the sense. Of course you are bitachon in Kaddish Baruch Hu. But bitachon at the point of Misyayesh, you're giving all up. That you can't do. Isn't that what Chanukah is about? Isn't that what Chanukah is about in the darkest of times? Chanukah is a time when the Greeks, and not only the Greeks, but so many of our brothers, the Jews, who were willing and able and happy to be part of the Greek philosophy, the Greek theology, to give up their past and to join the Seleucids. And there was a civil war between Jew and Jew, and the Seleucids came in, and they also agreed on all the different concepts that happened in the Beis HaMikdash. Imagine the Beis HaMikdash. They were going to be Makriv Karbanos to their gods. He seemed so small. Seems that there's no future. I think it could be pshat. You know, the question, the famous question that so many people ask is, after all, Tuma Hutra B'tzibur, why were they searching for the Shemen? And this week also in Gemara Pesachim and Daf Yomi, we see that the Shemen they could have used didn't have to be. There is no Tuma over there. Why were they searching to get a certain type of shaman? And perhaps pshat could be this idea. This small idea. We didn't just want to accept the minimum de minimis. We wanted to emulate Yehuda. We wanted to emulate Tamar. We wanted to emulate Rus. Then in the bleakest of times, we're not going to miyayish, but we're going to begin mechadash. going to begin again, to create anew, to create something special, never to give up. I think this idea is so true in all of our lives. We all come to points of great failure, or times when we seem to be facing a moment, and perhaps a very difficult moment, and we see no future. And quite often we just throw up our hands, and then we simply say, all right, there's nothing I can do, and sometimes people can fall into great depressions. There are times that we have certain issues with relationships with friends, or with relatives, or with children, or parents. And you could throw up your hands and be miyayish. But the idea that the Kotzke Rebbe was trying to put forward, and Rabbunim is trying to explain, is never to be able to begin anew. To start again. Yesterday we were fighting, today we won't fight. Today we're going to find something new to bring our relationship together. And this is true in every aspect of our life. The Jewish need, Chazal was teaching us, this medrash, this beautiful medrash, a magnificent medrash. When everyone else seemed to have given up, Yaakov and the brothers, and even Yosef, and he's going through, everyone has given up. Yehuda said, I'm going to go forth. Vayered Yehuda. He goes down, Vayered Yehuda was, I'm going to start again. I'm not going to remain where I am. I'm going to go beginning all the way down the mountain. I'm going to begin anew, create anew. And with this, through that, the Oros HaMashiach was created.